Greetings. You are listening to Soul Time, and we're a podcast that focuses on preserving folk wisdom, folk healing, and its many different modalities and faces. I'm Shantae, and I'm the founder of Soul Care U, and we're primarily an online healing and empowerment center that focuses on supporting those who want to align with their most authentic self. And Soul Time is just a sister to Soul Care U as we are growing our family one soul at a time. So in today's conversation today, we're going to be talking about the art of receiving. And this showed up for me a few days ago when I was talking to a sister friend of mine who will be on the show in the next coming months. But she talked about being able to receive. And we were having this conversation about how hard it is for healers in particular, or people who are constantly giving, to receive from others. And it was funny because I remember going to one of her classes and somebody said to her, "Oh my gosh, you're amazing. You are wonderful. You have so much to offer." They were really just giving her just so many praises. And she said so beautifully, "Oh, thank you. I completely receive that with an open heart." I was like, wow, she totally modeled to me how to receive publicly and openly and authentically. So this was about maybe 5 or 6 years ago that I attended her class. And it has been since that day that anytime anyone gives me anything, a compliment or a gift or kind words or just genuine care, I will look them in the face if we are in person and I will say, "Thank you. I receive that." And I really like bring it into my heart. And it has shifted me. It has shifted me. And so I wanted to just give a little space today about talking about the art of receiving, a little bit of my experience, maybe a little bit of my journey, and then offer up a few insights into how you can begin to address the unworthy parts of yourself that don't believe he or she is worthy. So when I think about my childhood and I think about what I was taught to be modest or to be humble, I think about how we're taught to say thank you out of responsibility, that that's what we're supposed to do. Saying thank you is what we are taught as a social norm. It's being courteous to say thank you. So when someone opens the door for you or when you open the door for someone else, you say, "Oh, thank you." And you do that out of responsibility. I get it. I have kids and I don't want to teach them to be rude. So yes, I do teach them and I have taught them to say thank you. But there's an and to it. And I also want to share with them about how to truly receive what is being offered to them. And having that conversation with them is great, but I think they're going to learn it most by what they see their parents modeling to them. So when I'm modeling how to receive gratefully and graciously and truly bringing it into my heart, then I feel like that's how they get it, because I'm here too. So I can remember, and many of you might have this experience, you know, when you're younger and you're really good at something and someone says, oh my gosh, that's so great. And you downplay it. Oh, you know, well, I had to work real hard, or, oh, this is really nothing, or it's just a hobby or something like that. Or I was a really good basketball player and, oh my gosh, you're a great basketball player. Well, you know, my sister's better. I just tried to learn a few things from her. And no one stepped in to say anything about that. They just reinforced basically me feeling not worthy enough, not good enough. And so I grew up with that feeling that I think many of us do, where we're just not good enough. And so when someone says something nice or gives us some kind words or wants to compliment us or any of those things, that old story shows up of, well, you know, there's nothing special. I'm not really that good. So I'll downplay. There was certainly an uncomfortability to somebody giving me a compliment. I felt very uncomfortable. I almost felt scared. I felt like I was doing something wrong if I were to say, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I really, and then go into whatever it is I wanted to say. So I think maybe the first step to developing an art of receiving is to be more mindful in how we feel. Be mindful of what shows up for us when someone gives us a compliment. When I started working as a counselor and as a social worker, I remember my supervisor saying, wow, like that was amazing how you worked with that particular student, or that was like so awesome how, fill in the blank. And even though I was in my 30s, I would say, well, it was nothing. And I would downplay it. And I remember her looking at me like, huh, that's interesting. She never really said anything. But to this day, I can remember the look on her face of, huh, that's interesting, as if to say, wow, I wonder what's going on that she can't receive what I'm saying. And it was some number of years after that that I began to turn that around. And it really was after my sister friend, when I went to her class, that she said that, oh, I received that with an open heart. And that just shifted something in me to help me realize that she wasn't saying thank you out of responsibility. She wasn't saying thank you because it was the nice thing or the polite thing to do. She was truly receiving what was being offered. And if she could truly receive what was being offered in that moment, I could only imagine what she was open to allowing herself to receive in other areas of her life. And that is what took me on that journey of being able to work at being a sacred receiver. Somebody who truly is able to open my heart. Because if I'm able to open my heart to receiving, then I'm going to be able to open my heart to giving. And if I'm opening my heart for receiving and giving, then I'm going to walk around in this world with an open heart. I'm not going to feel like I have to guard it and protect it and shield it. I can walk around with this openness to life, which means, yes, it's quite vulnerable because I don't know if I'm going to be hurt. And I think part of my journey into that sacred receiving was recognizing that there were parts of me that thought I was going to be hurt if I were to openly receive, that I would be labeled as bad or selfish or that I didn't deserve it. And those were the pieces that I had to get with. And so, yep, the first step for me was recognizing my feelings, realizing that I was uncomfortable. And then the second step was just to begin to get with and to explore the different parts of myself and the story that they were sharing. The story behind the thoughts. There's always a story behind our beliefs and our thoughts. So for me, it was about exploring those stories, really diving in to understand where those came from and why I was still holding on to them and what was I afraid of. And that's what I did. I began to journal about it. But I set that intention, which would also be maybe a 2.1 step or insight, is to set an intention. After hearing my sister friend say what she said, then I began to explore my own feelings, again to reflect back. Then I began to explore the stories, but I set an intention. I set an intention that I wanted to understand and that I wanted to be able to receive like she did. It started out wanting to, like, I want that. I want that feeling. And you know what? I have my own feeling now. So now when people share things for me, when they say kind words, I absolutely take it into my heart because I've worked on my worthiness. So I feel like the last insight that I want to share is about practicing it, because that was truly the next step for me, was to begin practice sacred receiving. And when I began practicing receiving from others, right, we began practicing receiving from ourselves. And that was a part of my debunking that whole being selfish mythology, is that we absolutely have to give to ourselves. If I'm not able to receive from myself, which is what I realized, that I wasn't truly receiving when I gave to myself. I was doing it again out of responsibility. I will take care of myself out of that is what I'm supposed to do, not from a space that is genuine and authentic. I was receiving from myself with barriers, with a filter. And so when I started practicing, really, truly practicing how to receive from others, I learned how to receive from me. And for me, that is one of the most ultimate self-care, soul-care things to do. So as a healer, and I know that in my Sacred Healers program, we talk about what it means to receive and how can we receive deeply into our heart and what that means and how do we feel about that, and we connect to that and we journal with that, and you know, we talk about it because I feel like it's something that we don't talk about, especially in the healer's profession. We talk about giving and being there for everyone else and showing up and being present and holding the space, and we do all of this, but we don't necessarily talk about space being held for us or how to hold the space for ourselves. We don't necessarily talk about receiving from our clients just as much as we're giving. And I feel that's such a disservice to the healer to miss out on that richness that can be received in those tender moments of a healing session, for instance. So this was my conversation that was dancing around in my head for the past couple days, and I just felt like if it's dancing around in my head, then maybe it needs to be out for other people to hear. And so this is what I wanted to share with you today. So thank you for listening in to Soul Time. I'm really excited to continue sharing with you and offering up this wisdom, this old ancient wisdom that we're just bringing back to the surface in new ways and more updated varieties of sharing with others. And that's very exciting to me. So I appreciate you, and I look forward to you tuning in next time. And again, this is Shantae with Soul Time. And if you would like to reach out to me, let me know how you are liking these particular podcasts, go to my website, shontae.com, shontae.com, and go to the contact page. I would love to hear from you. Have an amazing day. Peace.